Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our two friends, Donald Hunter and Clara Villarosa, back on the show. Clara has been a member of my Brain Trust for a couple of years now, as has Don. And Clara is a former business owner. She operated an outstanding bookstore in Denver, Colorado for years and years, and raised her family in that bookstore, and she wrote a book called Down to Business, and she's our good friend, Clara Villarosa. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. And Donald Hunter is a financial planner. He helps small business owners operate the financial side of their business. He's an entrepreneur himself and very heavily involved in commercial real estate, and he's a great resource for small businesses. Donald Hunter, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Say hello to Clara.
Hi, Clara.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning.
These folks are on the show other times, folks, ladies and gentlemen. These two are, but they're here together once a year to help us celebrate Black History Month. So here's my question. Don, why is it important that we continue to focus on Black History Month?
I think it's important because for all of the country, not just African-Americans, to understand our past and where we come from and how we've evolved. And I think that helps us understand who we are and why we still see some of the issues that we face in this country today.
What do you think, Claire?
With all the noise that goes on in the country today, I think it's good to stop at least once a year and remind ourselves of our history and what's happened and the involvement and the contributions of African Americans, because as we move about, we don't remember. Our children aren't remembering because there isn't anything to tweak it. And so it's important for the continuation for us to do this on an annual basis in order for our children as well as others to begin to regard the contributions of African Americans.
Absolutely. You know, I heard, and I probably said this last year, but I still like saying it. I heard, now I've lost your name. The great poet.
Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou. Thank you, Don. Maya Angelou. I heard her speak a few years ago, and she talked about all the shoulders of her ancestors upon whom she stands. I thought that was a great way to say it, Claire. What do you think?
That's excellent. Maya's a friend, had dinner with her last year. And I know that I recognize from whence I came. And it's often great to be reminded of that, so that's constantly in our consciousness.
Right. Don, what do you think?
I think it's absolutely necessary to know where you've come from so that you know where you're going. And that helps you steer you in the right direction in terms of where you're going.
It's kind of a taproot that helps to ground you. But here's a question for you, and this is kind of a pointed question. The history of African Americans in the United States is one of slavery and oppression and victimization. If the Black community is going to go forward the way you have, Don, and the way you have, Clara, how does the Black community separate the history of victimization, but then lay the axe to the root, as the scriptures say, of that, and move forward and throw off the shackles of victimization and claim your position in the 21st century? Is that a fair question, Clara?
It's a very fair question, because very often I would had an opportunity to talk with people. And also you find it sometimes in schools with young, they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
They don't want to remember it.
Maybe it's because they don't. Nobody's learned how to have the conversation.
They
like,
don't know.
Like I was just talking about. Don, what do you think?
I think to go back to your original question, I think the first thing that pops up for me is forgiveness in terms of moving forward. And your original question was again, can you just.
Well, I just said, you know, how do we lay the axe to the root and understand the history of the victimization, the oppression, but not let that be who you are going forward.
Well, I'm
gonna let you answer that question on the other side of these messages, and I think forgiveness is important. But I think it's going to take more than that. And I want to get Clara and Donald to talk about this. I'm also going to see what kind of marks they give to the first African-American president in the United States. Well, how's President Obama doing, according to these two outstanding entrepreneurs? It's 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.